At the beginning of the pandemic, lots of things were put on hold, including elective surgeries at hospitals. Services have resumed in most places, but the delay highlighted long-standing barriers to healthcare in our region. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports.
Daniel Baer lives in Kenilworth, Utah.
It's just a small little coal mining community. It's pretty rural. It's right between Salt Lake and Moab.
So if you need to see a doctor, you're not going to find one just around the corner. Like when Baer needed surgery after a woodworking accident.
You know, I just reached over to grab the board before it fell off the back of the table saw. And just, you know, I must have pushed it back into the blade and it just pulled my hand through it.
It was messy.
Yeah, I cut through the bones on the back side of my hand, but it didn't cut, which I'm super grateful for, that it didn't cut down those tendons on the bottom of the hand.
Obviously, he still needed surgery though, but getting it wasn't easy. Baer says just scheduling the procedure was a complicated process. He needed to get to a hospital 2 hours away in Salt Lake, plus...
The doctor that I was wanting to use, he only goes to a certain hospital, you know, every other month.
He finally secured a date, and then the pandemic hit. Hospitals started putting elective surgeries on hold, and just like that, a month and a half got added to Baer's timeline.
At this point, physical therapy is going to be a little harder just because my finger's been in a certain position for longer.
Across the region, other patients were in the same boat. So-called elective surgeries were put on hold, from knee replacements to LASIK eye surgery to hernia repairs. Eric Wallen is transgender and had long been preparing for a double mastectomy and a reconstruction surgery for a male chest.
My chest is really the last part of me that is reminiscent of this person that I was trapped as being, you know, for 24 odd years.
Wallen lives in Laramie, Wyoming. It had been difficult to make the gender confirmation surgery happen in the first place.
There's a lot of hoops you have to jump through to make sure that your insurance will approve. You need to get referred by your other doctor. And in my case, I have multiple doctors. Most of them are in Denver because I can't actually get, you can't really get transgender healthcare in Wyoming.
Plus, he's a PhD student with an intense fieldwork season that requires lifting heavy things and hiking across big landscapes. Things he can't do while recovering from surgery.
It took a lot of planning and it really threw a lot of things off.
Once that hospital started elective surgeries back up, it penciled in Wallen for another date, but it still wasn't a sure thing. Why?
So did we experience a bottleneck? Yes.
That's Kyle Cameron with the Wyoming Department of Health. She says when hospitals started offering elective surgeries once more, procedures piled up fast.
Once we reopened, a lot of those healthcare providers just really wanted to get those patients taken care of and meet their needs.
Hospitals also had a significant financial incentive. Most of them rely heavily on elective surgeries for revenue, since both Medicare and private insurers tend to pay more for those procedures than other kinds of healthcare. But from the patient's experience, Cameron says the resulting congestion at hospitals worsened existing healthcare barriers.
You live in this small town, but there's not healthcare available for you, so that there's that disparity of traveling 35 miles to get the kind of healthcare that you want.
This is a long-standing problem in small towns across our region.
They don't have a specialist, and honestly, in a lot of these small rural communities, they have a hard time even kind of attracting a primary care physician.
And the pandemic has just exacerbated all those issues. Both Daniel Baer and Eric Wallen have since been able to schedule and complete their surgeries. But if the current surge forces hospitals to once again delay procedures, another pileup could easily take place, causing long wait times for patients already at a disadvantage and an additional financial crunch for hospitals. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.